I'm at the Gloucester Sage Company. I'm thrilled. I'm with Heidi Dahlen. She is the Media Relations Director. And Heidi, you have another title too. You got two hats.
Yep, Education Director. Actually, I have three hats.
Okay.
Other hats too, but three defined hats. Yes, I'm also the Education Director, so I run the youth program, and we hold classes three times a year. We have a summer session coming up starting on July 8th, and it's an introduction to theater for young people ages 5 to 18. So come on into Gloucester Stage, and you can learn about theater, and we have great guest artists coming in. I teach acting. We have this summer Lindsay Krause is going to come in and teach. So you get an Academy Award nominee teaching you. It's really terrific.
Awesome.
We involve all the kids in the theater. And then in December, I write and direct a show for all the students. And the kids get to perform on the stage here at Gloucester Stage.
Well, I know that you could be back on the stage full-time here if a certain lady gets elected president.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. What's good for Hillary is good for Heidi. So
absolutely.
And we'll have to talk about that down the road. I can't wait. But you got your start, I know, at Gloucester High School. And, you know, you've been involved in theater for a long time. So it must be great for you to be able to work with kids. And I know that you do work with high school kids. They come here quite a bit,
yep,
too, don't they?
All ages. And right now I'm currently at Beeman School as a guest artist. And I'm working with Beth Goldberg. And I'm directing Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with all ages. And it's funny, people ask me, like, oh, don't you like working with older kids or young? I love them all because I love all the kids. Are so terrific, and one of the reasons when I started the youth program back in 2003 was because I didn't have this opportunity for something outside of school. I really love theater, and I had nowhere else to go, and so I wanted to offer that for the kids here, and I really felt it was a whole segment of the population that Gloucester Stage was overlooking.
How did you get to Gloucester Stage? What's the genesis for your getting to where you are now?
I invited Israel Horovitz to speak at my National Honor Society banquet.
Is that when it began? No way. So you're responsible. That's awesome.
Yep.
We picked these up here. Yep.
We wanted, like, a really exciting speaker. All the speakers had not been very exciting up until then, and we wanted an exciting speaker. And I didn't know him, but Nan Cobby, who was at the Gloucester Times, knew him, and she gave me his phone number and said, good luck. And he came, and he drove from New York and got a pair of Fisherman at the Wheel bookends, which he's told me many times he had no idea what to do with them. But he was the best speaker we ever had at the National Honor Society banquet. So
I have one of those bookends. I didn't get two. I got one when I retired. But so Israel Horovitz came and stayed.
He did. Well, he was here. He had bought a house here. And so he always loved Gloucester, and he had bought a house here. So he was around. That's what gave me the idea to ask him, because I figured he had a connection to Gloucester.
Fantastic.
So he had his house, you know, the house that he still lives in here. And so that was it.
I think the amazing part, I see him around town for the last 20 or 30 years, and he just blends right into the city. You know, he's part of the city. And Jillian with the running, I don't know if she's still running, but we used to interview her, particularly after she would win a race, which
right.
was often in
which
Beverly.
Was all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Such a big name in theater, and to have him associated now with this Gloucester Stage Company these many years, he's really put it on the cultural map.
Right. Right. Well, how many theaters can boast a professional? How many towns can boast a professional theater?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not many. If you start in Boston and you go all the way down, there's a couple, really. Right. Stoneham Theater, North Shore Music Theater. And Gloucester Stage is known for being cutting edge and doing world premieres and bringing world-class artists here. So, but it makes sense. Gloucester is an arts community, so it's not only visual art. There's also, you know, performing art as well. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be tops in everything.
How does it work? How do you get the program filled for the summer, let's say, in different you know, different weeks and different plays or whatever it is that you have performing. What are the whole logistics of that?
Well, the artistic director picks the season. We have a new artistic director who was named last year, Bob Walsh, who's been an actor and a director here for many years. He starred in Gloucester Blue last year, Israel's play. So a lot of people remember him from that. And he works with the managing director, who is Jeff Zinn, who's new as well. He came to the theater last fall. Mm-hmm. And they kind of work together. A lot of compromise and if there's a play Jeff likes, Bob reads it. Bob, you know, will say, "Hey, Jeff, what do you think about this?" And they, a lot of the plays, some plays, they have people in mind. You know, Lindsay wanted to do Lettuce and Lovitch. This was a play she really wanted to do. So, that was kind of that genesis for the opening play. But, you know, some shows, they have people in mind. Bob Walsh is directing one of the shows. Jeff Zinn, the managing director, is directing another show. Mm-hmm. So, and then they have open auditions for the other actors.
Now, I presume this is all taken care of by subscriptions or by ticket sales. And where do the artists go when they if they're coming in from out of town, let's say, and they have maybe 3 or 4 days that they're going to perform? How does that work? Do they have to coordinate with someone here, or they take care of that on their own?
Well, it's a 2-week rehearsal period, and then the show runs for 4 weeks. So they have 2 weeks, and it really depends if they are from New York or they're not, then the theater has to find housing for them. So if anyone has a spare bedroom or a guest house they would like to donate for a famous actor to live in, we'd be more than happy for that. So that is a challenge, finding housing in Gloucester in the summertime.
Okay.
So, that's something. But the majority of the actors are from Boston. Mm-hmm. And, even our artistic director, Bob, lives in Boston. So he's scouting around on Airbnb and everything, looking for places to stay this summer. So you could even have the artistic director stay with you if you wanted to.
Okay. So in the summertime. What's been the most fun for you, Heidi? I know you've been here for a while. I don't know how many years, but I know you've been here for a while. What's been the most fun for you over the years?
Oh, God, that's a hard question. I enjoy the media relations. I enjoy the media. I enjoy the people I work with. I love, Gail McCarthy at the Gloucester Times.
Yes.
Is such a love and a doll. And, I love everything about, working with her. And the whole crew down at the Times, Mike Springer and all the photographers and everything. When I go to an event and I see a photographer, Desi or Mike, at an event, I always feel happy. I'm like, oh, good, my buddies are here. And Jane Enos is so devoted at the Beacon. Jane Enos and Keith Powers are so devoted to the arts in Gloucester as well. And Donna Coyne, who is the first string reviewer at the Globe, is wonderful too. So I enjoy all of that. And, then I get to work with the kids, which is amazing. And seeing them grow, seeing a girl who couldn't, or boy who couldn't say their name. Mm-hmm. Out loud.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're starring in a play, or they're doing, it's really exciting. And seeing the kids and now the youth program's been going on for so long that the kids are out in the community and they're in college and everything. And you're a teacher, you know how gratifying that is.
Absolutely.
So, and working with teachers in the school system too. I mean, partnering with Beth Goldberg at Beeman, I partner with Helen Green at West Parish, and I directed the West Parish fifth grade play in December with Helen. Leslie Sellers at O'Malley is a dear friend of mine, and we work together all the time. I love that. And finding ways to bring Gloucester Stage into the community, I think, is one of my greatest joys.
I think it's amazing that we do have this cultural masterpiece here, if you will. It's a jewel, and it's amazing. This is my first tour of it, by the way, and as I said in our walk around, it's amazing to me how you create something out of virtually nothing, because this was an old storage place, but you get such creativity out of here and such enjoyment, I imagine, from all the people who come.
Right. Well, you really don't need you know, the lights and the sets and everything are fine. But, you know, in all honesty, and I say this to the kids too, all you really need is wanting to do theater and having a space. It can be a room. And it's up to the actors to transform it into theater. So, you know, we were incredibly lucky to have this space. And it's big, and, you know, we have air conditioning finally. And so there's, you know, it's wonderful to have a space. I mean, there's so many theaters that aren't as lucky as we are. So
during a performance, I imagine those involved directly in the performance, director, actors, and so on, probably have a bit of, if not butterflies, a bit of anxiety as the thing goes on. See how it plays. Do you have any of the nerves when you come to watch a performance, or you just get to sort of oversee things?
Well, it depends on what performance it is. If it's the press opening when all the critics are here, I'm not watching, or I'm working. But, you know, sometimes when I come to see the show, which is rarely that I go and sit and watch the show, because whenever I'm here, I feel like I should be doing something. But sometimes, like, Gail McCarthy will twist my arm, and she'll go out, and so I'll be like, all right, Gail wants me to go. And so we'll have a nice evening seeing a show.
Very
and,
nice.
You know, and I love theater, so.
What time do the performances usually get over? Is there an average time, you know, at night?
Well, it depends. I mean, most shows are 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Some shows could be like an hour 45 without an intermission. So that's what I love about the 7:30 curtain is, I mean, you have to get out of work and get here. Mm-hmm. But the 7:30 curtain is great because you can get out at 9:30 and then you can even, you know, maybe get some food somewhere.
Well, that was my point, especially in the summertime with the summer season coming up, is that there are so many other places that you can indulge in Gloucester after a program. So it's a great place to come. Now, Heidi, let's shift gears a little bit here as we wind this thing up. We got to talk about Hillary Clinton. Have you now? I know that you perform as Hillary Clinton, and tell me a little bit about that. How'd that get started, and maybe if that is that ongoing.
Yeah, it's always, I'm available. Hillary is available for any parties, any events. It started, a friend of mine, I was working at North Shore Music Theater, and my friend at North Shore Music Theater through the inter-office mail sent me my headshot and my picture and a picture of Hillary from Time magazine and did a separated at birth. And I was like, you're crazy. What are you talking about? And then my mom and grandmother and I watched Hillary on 60 Minutes, and they were like, you know, you do look like her. And
a young Hillary.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Like
she
looks now.
Quite a bit younger. Mm-hmm. And I am quite a bit younger. And then I was at the Boston Music Awards at the Wang, and this guy stopped me in the lobby and said, you know, you could make money. And I said, what are you? I'm like, what is this? I said, oh God, you know. And he's no. He goes, I'm not fooling around with you. He goes, I'm an agent, and I handle these gigs, and you know. And he said, I know this guy that does Clinton. You should hook up with him and talk to him and this and that. And so Jim Flaherty, who was a guy who did a lot of celebrity impersonations, but he did Clinton as well. He came down, we worked together. He was a wonderful kind of guy. I had no idea what to do. And we worked together and worked up some shtick. And then we did some, this guy booked us a few times. And then, you know, and
excellent.
Then just went on from there. But I had no clue. So.
Well, we'll see what happens. It could be a boom for you coming up in November.
I hope so. Go Hillary.
All right. And that's personal. Finally, Heidi, let's just mention again the upcoming season, maybe on highlights and when the season begins.
Sure. May 19th is Lettuce and Lovitch, starring Lindsay Krause, and she is reunited with Benny Ambush, who directed Driving Miss Daisy, which was the award-winning play that Lindsay lasted here. So they are reunited. And then we are doing a new adaptation of The Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Ooh, wow.
And it was done in Boston this past season, very, very short run. It's adapted by two local guys, Ben Evett, who also is starring in it, adapted it. It's a one-man show. And it's kind of like the Rime of the Ancient Mariner for today. Mm-hmm. And it's updated for today. And he uses multimedia, and you know, it's really terrific. So it's great. And that opens June 16th and runs right through July 3rd, so right through the Horribles Parade. Then we're doing The Last Schwartz by Deborah Zoe Laufer, which if anybody saw Out of Sterno last year, she wrote that as well, which was one of our big hits. It was comedy, and people loved it. We're still hearing. This is another Deborah Zoe Laufer play about a dysfunctional family. So I think everybody could relate to that.
You got that right.
Who can't?
All right, why don't we hold it there? Because I want to tease more for another day.
That's just through July. Right. We still have a bunch more shows.
Okay.
So.
All right. Heidi, anything else that you want to mention?
No, I think we're come get your Flex Pass. Go to our website, gloucesterstage.com, or call 978-281-4433 and call up for tickets or drop by the office, and you can buy your Flex Pass and pick out your seats, and you'll be all set. And if you're hungry for theater before we open on May 19th, we do have April 12th, 13th, and 14th is Beauty and the Beast at the Beeman School.
Okay.
So come and see that, and you'll see some hardworking stars of tomorrow.
Excellent. All right. Heidi Dahlin, who is the Media Relations Director at the Gloucester Stage Company.